Agriculture Today continues now, and there's a whole host of insect issues in our row crops and other summer crops right now that need attention by you growers in many instances. We'll talk those over now with crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth of K-State Research and Extension. Well, Jeff, we can start a number of places, but let's begin with pests that may be invading soybeans right now, including the stem borer, which has been positively identified.
Yes, Eric, every year we have the soybean stem borer. It's actually generically called the Dectes stem borer because it infests soybeans and sunflowers, but primarily soybeans, what we've been worried about the last few years. And last Monday, the 6th of July, we picked up the first adult stem borers. They infest most of the state except maybe the very southeastern corner of the state. So they're going to mate for maybe 10 to 14 days, and then they'll start dispersing to lay eggs. And so the soybeans and the sunflowers are both going to be infested with Dectes again. Also, right now in the soybeans, we got bean leaf beetles. There's not as many adults right now as there were maybe 2 weeks ago because most of the adults have laid their eggs. Right now, the larvae are feeding on the root system. A lot of the growers and even the consultants don't realize that the larval bean leaf beetle looks very much like the rootworm larvae. And actually, I can't tell them apart just by looking at them. But if you have little white worms feeding on soybeans that look like rootworms, those are bean leaf beetle larvae. If they're feeding on corn, that's a corn rootworm larvae. Corn rootworm larvae pretty much finished feeding on the corn, but the bean leaf beetle larvae now are feeding on soybeans. So if you have some soybeans out there that maybe don't look quite as vigorous, quite as healthy as you think they should, you might pull up a few of those plants and look and see if those little white larvae are hanging on the roots. If you're using insecticide-treated seed for soybeans, that helps with bean leaf beetles. It does a pretty good job of protecting the roots. If you got a lot of them, it's probably going to still set the plant back a little bit, but under good growing conditions, they should actually outgrow the damage. But if you have a lot of adult bean leaf beetles later on, they came from larvae that were feeding on soybean roots or the first node or two of the stem. So that's just kind of a heads up. If you got some plants that don't look as vigorous as you think they should, that might be what it's from. We also have right now a lot of potato leaf hoppers out there. Those are really bad in the alfalfa. I was out and around in alfalfa the last week or so. Every place I stopped, there were potato leaf hoppers. And I know we talked about that earlier.
Right.
But what I did want to mention, that right now they're all adults. So that's kind of scary because there are a lot of them. So that means there's eggs in the stems and in the leaves, and there's going to be a lot of nymphs. Potato leaf hoppers are in soybeans also. The seedling stage soybeans can be vulnerable to potato leaf hoppers. They can start crinkling the leaves. They can turn those leaves yellow. You know, once it gets up to, say, knee high, the potato leaf hopper is probably not going to be a problem. But where some of the growers are double cropping, they're planting the soybeans following their wheat. And just this week, I saw some guys still planting soybeans in wheat stubble. Those leaf hoppers are going to be there. They can cause a problem in those seedling soybeans especially. That's something you need to be aware of and be on the lookout for in soybeans. Also, soybean aphids.
All right.
I have not heard of any yet in the state. We have not found any yet in the state, but they're going to be here. They may be here now. I just haven't heard about it, or we haven't picked up any yet. They're going to continue to come into the state until they can find some soybeans that they can start colonizing on.
So soybean growers have their hands full with any or more than one even of these pests, and they need to be scouting fields, clearly need to be at the ready with treatment if necessary, but know what you have first before you pull the trigger.
Exactly. And one of the things, if you do spray your beans for any of these pests, whether it's potato leaf hoppers or bean leaf beetles, realize soybean aphids are going to be coming in, and once you spray those beans, you're going to pretty well take care of your beneficial populations. Mm-hmm. That's going to wipe out the lady beetles and any wasps that are out there. So when these aphids do come into your fields and are able to establish, you aren't going to have those beneficials to help control that infestation. So that's another aspect you need to consider when you're scouting. How many beneficials are actually there? The beneficials really won't help on bean leaf beetles. They really don't help a lot on potato leaf hoppers, but they help a great deal on soybean aphids.
Jeff, back briefly to that soybean stem borer, in that the nature of this beast is to get inside that stem and wreak havoc. Can you really treat effectively against them?
There, Dr. Larry Bushman at Garden City, he's done some research over the last two or three years, had a PhD student just finish up, has some really nice data showing that there's a systemic insecticide that works well, whether it's a seed treatment and it holds up through the year to help control soybean stem borers, or whether it's the same insecticide applied as a foliar, it does well controlling soybean stem borers. The problem with that is the company is not interested in marketing this particular material or getting it registered for control of soybean stem borers. And Dr. Bushman has been trying to do some lobbying with the company. Mm-hmm. He's submitted the data. It looks good. I've seen the data. But right now, there is no effective insecticide for soybean stem borers. And I say that some of the growers have applied an insecticide 2 to 3 weeks after the first adults were discovered, which would be, mid to late July now, since we just found the first adults, and they have been pretty satisfied with control. But right now we have no insecticides that we're recommending for soybean stem borer control. That's a good question, Eric.
Well, soybean producers, there's a story on quite a selection of pests which may be at work in your stands. Check your fields, know what's going on out there. How about grain sorghum fields in Kansas? And normally, Jeff, this point of the growing season, we start to talk chinch bugs.
Yes, we've had a few reports about chinch bugs. If you haven't planted sorghum yet, which there are a few out there that haven't, and you're considering chinch bugs, you might want to use a seed treatment. The seed treatments are relatively effective on chinch bug control and other, the aphid, the green bugs, any of the early season pests, relatively effective controlling chinch bugs. But if you haven't, if you've already planted your sorghum, and sometimes you might have to replant, I would consider an insecticide seed treatment. Other than that, it's going to be an insecticide application, a foliar spray, because there are some chinch bugs. It's not really bad this year. Last year, I was predicting they might be pretty bad this year because I've never seen the population of adult chinch bugs in August that we saw going into overwintering last year. So far, the population has not materialized into a real problem on corn or sorghum, but there are a few chinch bugs out there. So if you're using the seed treatment, populations are not too bad. You're going to be okay. But remember, seed treatments work 21, 28 days. That's it. So if you've planted your sorghum, it's 21, 28 days past that time when you planted. The chinch bugs are going to have a good time feeding on the sorghum or corn, and it's not going to affect them. So you need to be out looking for chinch bugs. Also, another week or two, you're going to see some of the whorl-feeding insects like we saw last year. Cattail caterpillars, fall armyworms, corn earworms, they are not in the stage right now where they're out laying eggs. We haven't picked up a lot of adults, but another week or two they will. So we always get calls about, should I spray my sorghum? It's in the whorl stage. I got a lot of ragged-looking sorghum. Generally, no, because the insecticide won't get down into the whorl where those insects are. That sorghum can withstand a lot of feeding, cause a lot of raggedness to the leaves, causes a lot of concern among consultants and growers. But we haven't really showed a yield reduction due to the leaf feeding, the defoliation. That sorghum's pretty resilient at withstanding a lot of leaf feeding at this time, and it will grow out of it and really doesn't cause any long-lasting problems to the sorghum.
So it really is more cosmetic than anything
else. It really is. You know, if you get 80-90% whorl feeding, leaf feeding, and you still have worms that are less than half an inch, you might consider an insecticide application, but you're only going to get 50 to 60% control. So that's something you have to consider. We have a pretty good program right now where we're looking at leaf feeding at that stage, where we're actually causing some damage ourselves to see if it actually impacts yield. And last year we did this and didn't really get any major yield reductions. We're doing it again this year, but I really wouldn't recommend treating world stage sorghum or corn for that matter, because you just can't get the insecticide down to where the insects are anyway.
Well, this really is the stage of the summer when insect activity starts to truly mount up in our row crops and our other summer crops around Kansas. The Department of Entomology here at Kansas State maintains a running account of what's going on out there and how to deal with these pests in the K-State Entomology newsletter, and you can find that online at entomology.ksu.edu. Jeff, thanks for the update, and with all of this going on, we'll have you back for further information as it becomes available. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thank you, Eric.
With a look at several insect pests at work in our major crops around Kansas currently, that's crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth of K-State Research and Extension. And Agriculture Today resumes after the break over the K-State Radio Network.